Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Joe Knight being back on the show. Joe is a 9-year member of our Brain Trust, co-owner and senior consultant at Business Literacy Institute, and on the board of directors and co-owner of Setpoint Systems. I think that may be a system, an organization he's adjusting out of, and he is the co-author of Project Management for Profit, also Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs. He's our good friend Joel Knight. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back.
So, key performance indicator is what you've got on your mind today. Tell us what a KPI is.
Well, a key performance indicator is a key metric or number that drives your business. And again, I'm a finance guy, so we're talking about financial metrics that drive your business. And one of the things I've learned in my manufacturing company, Setpoint, and also with many other companies I've worked with, started, and been involved in, is you need to identify those KPIs and then track them and follow them, because they give you indications of problems or opportunities in your business, and give you an opportunity to make your business better. Now, if you don't understand the financial statements and how to read them, you're not going to be able to identify KPIs. And so being able to do that and understand that is a key skill that every entrepreneur should have, Jim.
A writer for a national magazine called me yesterday and wanted my thoughts on people starting a second business. In other words, they've already got one business, just like you have. You've got your financial literacy business, but you also have your manufacturing company. So,
correct. Yeah.
So these are people who are in the process of doing what you've done. And she asked me what I thought they should think about. And I said, well, number one, the second business has to be able to, the reason for starting the second business has to stand alone, meaning that it has to meet certain fundamentals. And what I should have told her was, it has to be able to accomplish the KPIs.
Right, and usually, you know, in my businesses, they're very different. The KPIs in one business are different from another.
I told her that as well.
One size doesn't fit all.
Well, because she asked me, she said, well, how much money should they have in reserve, blah, blah, blah. And I said, each one's different. Margins are different in different industries, and capitalization is different for different industries, et cetera, et cetera. But the KPIs, the indicators, are the same, aren't they?
Right. Yeah. Well, they're the same, but they're also very specific to some businesses, and so you need to be very careful to know which ones to focus on. There's a list of KPIs or ratios that you can run, but in one business, there might be two or three ratios that are critical to that business that aren't really important at all in another.
Give us an example of the number one, the premier KPI.
Well, there's no one premier KPI, but in my manufacturing company, which is a project-based company, the two premier KPIs that we track are gross profit per direct hour put in a project and percentage of our labor that's direct versus on overhead.
Mm-hmm.
That's a project-based business, and those are the two key numbers. One of the things I like to teach people is that there's usually only two, three, or four KPIs, and that's it. If you get into, you know, I've worked with people out 15 or 20 or 10. There's no way to follow those. People get lost. You need to focus on three or four key numbers.
Well, wouldn't a really good one? I'm going to be a little. You might think I'm going to be a little heretical here, but wouldn't a good indicator for a good KPI for a small, simple small business be the profit margin percentage and number that they had to have every month? Would that be a good KPI for them?
That's a very good KPI, but not for a project-based business.
No. I'm talking about for a simple, the average small business listening right now.
Business,
if we're trying to get it real simple for them, they have to know what their margins are for that gross profit, or they will not be able to sustain themselves.
A fundamental KPI for a business that's not project-based like mine would be gross profit margin percent.
Yes.
Which is just gross profit margin over sales. Anybody who has a manufacturing company that's selling product needs to understand that ratio and watch it very closely
right.
from 1 month, from one quarter to the next. If that ratio is going down, there's trouble ahead. If it's going up, that tells you you have a good product that you're either able to charge more for or you're able to discount on it.
And you mentioned the labor part in a project management account. You've got some labor that's below the line in overhead, as you say, and some of it which is above the line, which is marginal.
Yeah, and in a project-based company, the gross profit margin is different from project to project, so that margin isn't as important. That's my point.
Right.
You got to in some businesses it's different, but in most traditional small, you're selling a product. The gross profit margin is a critical number.
Right.
And it
exactly.
can change and transform businesses when you figure out how to raise that number.
Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, Joe.
Business-literacy.com. We're also
right.
on
Check
Facebook.
It out. Quick break. Stay with us. 22. Can you
tell me? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.